This is Here and Now, and this rather somber note today, because South Africa has lost one of its unmatched literary giants. Those words from the African National Congress after receiving word that novelist Nadine Gordimer died yesterday at the age of 90. Gordimer was a white South African woman who wrote in startling detail about the poverty and institutionalized racism that blacks faced under the apartheid system. But it wasn't politics that first moved her to write. Rather, Gordimer once noted that it was learning to write that sent her, quote, falling through the surface of the South African way of life. And she plumbed those depths so powerfully that three of her books were banned during the apartheid regime. But in 1991, Gordimer nevertheless went on to become the first South African to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. Nadine Gordimer was friend to Nelson Mandela and to Albie Sachs, who was appointed to the country's constitutional court by Mandela. Justice Sachs joins us on the phone from his home in Pretoria. And first of all, our condolences, Mr. Sachs. We understand that this came as quite a shock, even though Nadine Gordimer was 90 years old.
For me, a total shock, because she was feisty and spirited. I must have seen her last a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago. And I see her on a film that was made about my life, and she speaks with that pert kind of voice, that sharp intelligence, and those kind of focused eyes and lovely tongue, and every word being appropriately used. So I can visually see her even now, even although I know that sadly she's gone.
Now, at one time, Nadine Gordimer said that it is in the significance of detail wherein the truth lies. And of course, that was what she was such a master at, is in finding the details of the reality of life in South Africa. Can you tell us how important she and her work was to the anti-apartheid struggle?
You know, she was important to kind of more than just the anti-apartheid struggle. It was a vision of ourselves, of life, of Africa, of words and literature. And Nadine wrote about South Africa, our own country, with that sense of intrigue and mystery and wonder that a great novelist has that draws you in. And she found her way of drawing us in. So it was very, very meaningful for me in my development. And I think for all South Africans of thought and consciousness, she elevated our strivings for freedom beyond simply political denunciation. And we were so proud that she was part of our movement, that we were in a movement against apartheid that included the great writer Nadine Gordimer.
Obviously, there was tremendous power in her writing. I mean, at least three of her novels were banned at one time in South Africa. Do you have a favorite Gordimer work?
I think the strongest one, two strongest, if I can have two. The first was Lying Days, which really introduced me to it South Africanized international literature for me, or internationalized South African literature, very autobiographical. And then I think Burger's Daughter, the theme was so profound, and its impact internationally was very, very strong. It was just an ability to write with that intensity and clarity and intelligence about issues in our country, but that could have been issues elsewhere in the world. That was very, very, very sharp and invigorating. Not a kind of a read, a page-turning read that's kind of carried you along, but glittering all the way through with sharpness of vision and thought and beautiful use of language.
Now, Mr. Sachs, if I may mention, you survived an assassination attempt while a member of the anti-apartheid struggle. As we were just speaking about, several of Nadine Gordimer's novels had been banned in South Africa, and she too even joined the African National Congress while it was still an illegal group in South Africa. And what kind of dangers was she facing being the political novelist that she was?
Well, she was a great supporter of the freedom struggle. She was loved inside the ANC, not just because of her writing and not just because she was the Nobel Prize winner, but she helped so many writers from all different backgrounds and opened the door by challenging, particularly African writers, by challenging to do better work, by encouraging them, by finding what was strong in their writing. And she represented the possibilities of what we could achieve when black and white work together as equals, respecting and admiring each other and supporting each other and critiquing each other. In terms of being banned, she wasn't in physical danger, as far as I know, in the way that many of us were. Maybe she was doing clandestine underground work that could have got her thrown into prison. But it was the integrity of her voice, the not taking the easy road, the way she spoke out, her willingness to stand up for her vision of what the country needed, what the world needed, in a very principled way. I think that's what made her so special. And of course, she was jeered at and critiqued, and even some people in the literary world kind of didn't like the fact that she was so engaged in the struggle against apartheid. They wanted a kind of art for art's sake. And what was marvelous about her was she could bring the literary world into the broad struggle and the broad struggle into the literary world without sacrificing either.
Actually, on exactly that point, I'm so fascinated to read that Nadine Gordimer didn't necessarily even consider herself a political person, but in order to write honestly and authentically about life in South Africa, she had to put politics, as she says, in her literary work. And on that point, I mean, when Nelson Mandela was released from prison in 1990, she was one of the first people that he requested to see. Then she wins the Nobel Prize in 1991. And now both Mandela and Gordimer are gone. So I wonder, from your perspective as a member of the anti-apartheid movement, do you feel that that we're at a turning point here in terms of key figures in the movement passing away? And how do you think their stories will be remembered going forward?
I think they have made a lasting and enduring contribution. The richness of Mandela, in a sense, lies in our constitution, our institutions, the values, the culture that he represented, and the richness of Nadine, both her own works and the standard she set for commitment to writing, to telling the truth through powerful storytelling, to feel that sense of the honesty and integrity of language and words. I think these are permanent repositories for us, and I don't see it as the end of an era. I just see them as representing new challenges, ways of dealing with the new challenges that we have to face at present.
Albie Sachs was Justice of the Constitutional Court of South Africa and a friend to Nadine Gordimer, who died yesterday at the age of 90. Albie Sachs, thank you so much for joining us.
Goodbye. Thank you.
This is Here and Now.